August 9th, 2005. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. City, George, Emma, and Celia. They're tired, but I think they're going to be all right, so it's for them.
Watt for Pedro show. There's John Coltrane live in Seattle with Afro Blue. And after that was Flamin' Lips, Space Age Love Song, live in Chicago, 1990, I think, from the Fearless Freaks soundtrack. You can download it.
Wait a minute. I checked over at www.125hz.com. That's where I found the download for the Fabulous Freaks soundtrack, but it says access denied without permission, so I don't know what's up.
So that was one of the movies, couple movies just came out about him or something?
Yeah, a documentary. Wayne says everybody go to, God, I can't remember the name of the site now. Google it. You know, Flaming Lips, Fearless Freaks. Something, megahertz. 240megahertz.com or something. 120 meg. Can't remember. 120 hertz. Christ, my memory. Anyway, got back from Belgium. Did two gigs there with the Stooges. Next week. Or Thursday, rather, I go there, do a gig in Colmar, France with them. And then next week, playing Bilbao, Basque Country, part of Spain. And then one more trip at the end of August, this month, in England. And that's all for Europe with the Stooges this summer. But we have one more gig. It's a U.S. gig. It's on Labor Day in Seattle for the bumper shoot thing.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Like last year, last gig of the summer with Stooges was a U.S. gig. It was Randall Island, so kind of neat to finish up there. Had some mussels, Belgium, gummies. Brussels. You're in Brussels, you got to chow the mussels because they're great. They had a big pot of them with chives. It was good eat. And yeah, of course, they're the best of chocolate. For some reason, the Swiss get all the press, but actually, it's the Belgians who make the primo. Great museums there in Brussels. Museum of Musical Instruments, Adolf Sax. He invented the saxophone, speaking of Mr. John Coltrane. They had a tenor, alto, and a soprano, actually made by him in 1860. He had a reproduction of his patent. He had a brother, too, who made stuff, Christoph Joseph Sax. He made clarinets. Actually, they had one from 20 years before that, from 1840. And I think the pop was involved, too, somehow. But this museum's got all kinds of instruments. It had like 50, 60 different kinds of bagpipes.
Wow.
Nothing modern. No electric guitars or electric basses. Trap drum set. All old stuff. Harpsichords, lutes, hurdy-gurdies, all kinds of different horns.
Wow.
You know, serpent, this leather thing, you know, bassoon, roos with like dragon head at the top, oboes, clarinets, recorders, flutes, panpipes, big Ricola. Yeah, you wouldn't want to try to bring that on the plane. Pretty wild. Then they have some great art museums too, an ancient one and a modern one. Of course, Magritte was a Belgian, so a lot of his stuff and the Surrealists and Dali and the old stuff, a lot of Rubens. And it's great stuff. I spent hours and hours and I walked all around. Lise Rowland told me, it's her grandpa came from Belgium, so she spent time there with her and Kenny and told me to go eat at this pad, the ultimate hallucination, but it was closed. I walked all the way up there. Some trippy churches, Palace of Justice, it's pretty intense, huge-ass building. It's kind of a dome like our Capitol building, but the crown on top, they're restoring it.
A lot of the trippy architecture there?
Yeah, you know, Flemish kind of thing. Belgium's in two regions. There's a Walloon in the south where they speak French, and then Flanders in the north, they speak Flemish, which is Dutch, kind of Dutch. And It used to be a bigger problem in the older days. Young people, not so much. But language, you know, there's difficulties. People used to get torching Gossels belligerent over it. But it's more calm now. In Brussels, they, even though it's in Flanders, they actually speak French in the town. It's also the capital of the EU, so there's a lot of English spoke too. So it's a neat place, cosmopolitan place. And I hoofed all over. We were the inner ring of the town looks like a home plate. It's like a five-sided thing. It's not a ring, but it does ring the city. But it's not a circle. It's a five-sided pentagon dealio. And the symbol for the town's an iris. So you see this little iris, and then you'll see the home plate, and then there'll be a circle where you are on that ring road. Albert's the king. He's got a big pad. I asked the driver, what's he speak? You know, Flemish or French? He goes, both. I said, very good. It used to be really heavy, I know. In the old days, people told me what language a politician would speak first, what region he was in, you know. So, but I think they're more calm about it now. I didn't see any belligerence.
Keeping the people happy, probably.
Yeah, it was a money thing. I think there was more money in the north, the Flemish, and the French ones, not as much, you know, like usually stuff like that, some kind of class, economic. But Belgium's doing pretty good as a country. Although there was dudes on the street with their cup. Some of it was pretty sad, people with their babies. So, you know, it's not just a U.S. thing. You see that in Europe, too. And it's not always barrachos. I mean, they're mas. So it's kind of sad. Because it is a pretty... You can tell there's money in that land. It's pretty neat. I would recommend... You know, it's a small country. You can drive across it in a day. No problem.
Did you play a big festival there?
We played two. Lokeren. Which is in the Flemish part, and then Nandrin, which is in the Walloon part. And they were neat. They were good gigs. I got to play my little red bass again. I glued it. Didn't have to play the backup Epiphone. And she held together good. So she's over there now, so I didn't have to bring on the flights. I mean, it's like 12 hours. So it's 24 hours of flying for two gigs. Like this coming up is going to be for one gig next week. But, you know, it's the Stooges, and you get to visit another land, and so it's worth it. But, man, it's kind of a trial, a little bit, breathing the farts and sitting in the little
tube.
Yeah, the little position, you know. Everybody's flown, right, so you know how... I don't mean to sound like I'm whining or anything, because, like I said, it's way worth it to do these things, but, man... A little bit of an ordeal. In fact, those guys, Scotty and Ronnie, they stay over there. You know, they don't fly back. Stay in London. And but I want to get back to Pedro. I want to pedal, want to paddle. I want to do my Pedro show.
Get some paddling in this morning?
Pedal. I know it's a Tuesday, but I pedal. Because I don't know, it's Jones. And you know, over there... I got to move my body, but it's a hoof, and it's hard on my knees. Also, sidewalk cement. But I just want to get all I can, absorb as much as I can as I'm there. I just sit in a room, you know. And the gigs, like, we played at 11 o'clock later at night, so I had all the day. I was telling you about the gigs. I mean, they're 75-minute long, but, man, they seem like they go by in 5 minutes. I wore... Bobby Yalt, a young man I met at the Warped Tour, he has his street drum corps band where they play this all, improvised percussion and everything. So I wore one of those shirts he made with spray paint and everything. And then I wore, that was at the Lokeren gig, and then for Nandrin I wore a Benbow, Dirk gave me a shirt. But I donated it, John Coltrane pin stuck in it, like an idiot. Sax player for the Stooges, Steve McKay. I'm going to play something here by him from, I think, late 80s, 1988. Steve McKay, this is called Go to Hell. Watt from Pedro Show.
You know, Annie, it doesn't matter what laws they make.
And it sure doesn't matter what laws they break.
And it doesn't matter what you buy.
And it don't matter what you sell.
Because all you people gonna...
go to hell!
Thank you. should make them fall down. But smile their face. That's what happens to those who rise high above the ground and look around. Say, what a shine! Did you see what they see? Did you see their eyes? Why on horses? What's to kick them straight to the place where you swear you are a man? Hey, oh!
Merci.
From Pedro Show. That was Napalm Death doing a DeKreutzen song, I'm Tired. It's a new sampler. Not a sampler, compilation, tribute compilation. Compilation. Complication. It's called Lean Into It, a tribute to DeKreutzen. I did a song for it with Adam Gaxiola and Joe Barilli Crane, called Stomp. I think I played it on the show before. Before that, we had a band from France. They gave me their CD after Stooges gave a couple weeks ago. Something called Iron Horses, and the band's Orchid de Hawaii. Orchid of Hawaii, I guess. And before that, we started off with Go to Hell by Steve McKay. That was with his former wife. kind of a bluesy thing there. Steve's going to be joining Banyan September 17th up in San Francisco at 12 Galaxies. Well, we're coming up at the end of the first hour, the August 9th, 2005 edition Watt from Pedro show. Kind of trippy. We're doing it on a Tuesday.
As the sun sets on the south side here.
Yeah. Days start getting shorter. I heard they're going to extend out daylight savings time.
Yes, I heard.
3-4 weeks or something. So, I hope people don't bum on that. I heard something with school children. Parents don't
matter what happens, somebody's going to be bummed.
Yeah. Arizona doesn't have it.
Yeah, Hawaii, I don't think it does either.
And Southern Illinois, Indiana.
Radicals.
Yeah, something with farming.
Yeah.
Farming hours. Well, hold tight for hour two. August 9th, 2005, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
This next song is called 250.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Speed Dreamin' by American Gypsy Music. Before that, we had The Misguided Lemming with 250. I think he announced his own song. And we started off second hour Watt from Pedro Show with Fastidious by Jay Tarnion. I think that was mostly bass guitar. Now it's my proud, unique, and joyous pleasure to present once again the many talents of Brother Matt and his spin cycle.
Thank you. I got a little airport traveling music for you here.
Your attention, please. Your attention, please. Your attention, please.
Indian Airlines
announces the departure of their flight IC-408 to Calcutta. Passengers are requested to proceed to the aircraft.
Thank you. Thank you. because our country is a battlefield in the first war of the 21st century. We will seek to protect Iraq's natural resources from sabotage. Thank you.
Cherie, that was so good. We did some things that I just knew you would. Love so much, maybe more than you should. Oh, my Cherie, that was so good. I've just spent 3 days in your pier. I must confess that I really did love it. A little stinky, but fun, I admit. I should spend more days in your pit. Your husband, he'll be coming home. So with regret, my dear, I must be gone. I want to give you les tout les mondes. Your husband, he'll be coming home. So au revoir, ma petite chou. I know it's wrong, but I must say thank you. Danke schön, grazie, merci beaucoup. Pour un illicite rendezvous.
From Pedro Show. That was Toupee with Real Men Say Thank You. Before that, we had Grinder. Ron Ashton was on lead guitar. I can't remember the guy's name, but he plays hockey for the Detroit Red Wings, the singer there. It's a Detroit band. Chris Wujic on guitar. He's a helper man for the Stooges. Before that, we had Barometer Man by a band called 51 Feet. I think they're from England. And, of course, that followed Brother Mad Spin Cycle. Cool. Thanks for the exotic spinskies.
Thanks. A little sunset session.
Yeah. Sunset session. Dirk said he's swimming.
Oh, yeah?
Sunset swim.
Pleasures of being by the beach.
Yeah. Well, end hour 2, August 9, 2005, edition Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour 3. August 9, 2005. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, and here's part 10 of Dreams of Rio.
While exploring a series of caves in the Amazon jungle, Jack, Frida, and Klaus came upon an entrance into a valley shrouded in mist.
There's a ridge circling the entire valley, trapping the mist. I wonder if this valley has always been hidden by mist.
As the sun rose, Jack held the crystal skull to the sun's rays.
The sun's coming up now. Let her catch the light. Good.
Suddenly, the mist began to clear, and far below was a breathtaking sight.
Is this it?
Palaces, pyramids, and temples covered with vines, exotic plants, and strange orchids.
The Lost City.
And so, here we are, in the Lost City at last.
Come on. Let's make our way down.
But before we continue with this exciting adventure, let's take a moment to check out the sneaky thoughts of our favorite villain, Paolo Pompadora. And now, week 10 of Dreams of Rio.
The Lost City.
What Lost City?
What lot, city? Let's see what you have.
Nothing.
Ah, ancient treasures, huh? I know people that will pay handsomely for these precious artifacts.
Look, Paolo, I'm sorry, but I...
Jack, I'm your friend. If it weren't for me, you'd never be in Brazil.
If it weren't for you...
I was the one that set you up. You owe me.
I owe you. That's why they deck myself to room.
Hell, Professor Clown.
Paolo Schwein.
Você que é porco.
Oh, he has a revolver.
Yes, Fraulein. Would you like to see it revolve?
Oh, it could have been like flight all day.
Don't, Keith. It's so dangerous.
That's a big deal.
Hans Paul! So you stole João's boat, huh?
Zeca saw you bribe João.
João.
João. Right.
Zeca. Ah, Zeca. Yes, Zeca. Hello, Zeca.
Paulo, why you are here in the jungle?
I've just come by to strangle you for what you've done.
Don't
move. Hello?
Encontramos a Carmen.
Ótimo, onde ela está?
A Carmen está no Hotel Amazonas.
A Carmen está lá agora?
Tá, estamos de olho nela.
Good. Carmen, my hot little Spanish chiquita. I've got you now.
I have always wanted to meet you, Paolo. You are so, so virile. So irresistible. You are a man a woman wants to touch.
Or maybe to grab. What is it now?
Paolo Pompadora.
Who is this?
Mãe Josefa.
Mãe Josefa?
We have been thinking of you.
You have?
We have.
So, everyone thinks of Paulo, so what?
You want to sell the sacred treasures, am I right?
So what?
That's wrong. That is very, 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 very wrong.
It's not that wrong.
We are watching you, Paulo.
Get out of my mind.
We are.
All right. All right. So, Carmen, we meet at last.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Oh, don't worry. I won't hurt you. I'm here to help you.
Oh, Paulo. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know who's in Manaus looking for you? The man you stole the skull from. They are very bad men. And you're a very beautiful woman. I like beautiful things. It's a shame when something so lovely is abused, bruised, scarred, marred, broken, crushed.
So, what do you want?
We should be friends.
Friends? Oh, sure. What else?
What else?
Paulo, Paulo, Paulo. Oh, I.
Jack Flanders and Klaus Vargas are in the jungle, looking for a lost city.
Yeah? Who lost it?
When they return to Manaus, tell me what they found.
But why should they tell me?
You stole the skull for Jack. He'll tell you.
Oh, Paulo, stop it. Oh, Paulo, no, no, no.
What?
We are watching!
Bah, get out of here.
All right. Is that all you want from me?
Hmm? Yes, yes. And don't double-cross me. That is the last thing in your life you'll ever do. Ciao.
Estúpido.
How about this city? I wonder who built it.
There have been several highly civilized cultures in the Amazonas.
Really?
I was thinking of Marajó Island.
Yes, the pottery of Marajó Island.
Their ceramics were very sophisticated, with elaborate designs.
We found huge urns containing bottles, cups, glasses, serving platters, even complete sets of dishes.
Oh.
The designs were usually female. It may have been a matriarchal society.
And don't forget the tangas.
The tangas?
The tangas were the most interesting pieces found.
They are without parallel in the Americas, including the Mayas.
What are they?
Tangas are ceramic, triangular-shaped pieces of pottery that the women of the tribe wore to cover their pubic area.
Oh.
They're really highly decorated works of art.
Of the hundreds found, no two have ever been alike in design or size. Tailor-made.
So the women wore these tangas as ceramic bikinis?
No. They were most likely worn only for special occasions, like probably religious rites.
In a society where everyone is naked, what do you do to call attention to yourself? Well, you put on something.
You just slip into a tanga.
Near Santarem, they unearthed a great deal of pottery so elaborate, with applique frills, birds, strange delicate animals and flowers. It's actually referred to as Japanese Amazonian.
Well, if there were such advanced cultures in the Amazon, where did these people come from?
I believe they are descendants of the crumbling Mayan Empire who managed to work their way down Central America and over to Marajo.
Na, hör mal, Klaus, die Mayas, da gibt es doch keinen Anhaltspunkt für so eine Verbindung.
Aber natürlich, wenn wir näher hinschauen würden, dann würdest du auch eine Verbindung...
Eine Theorie?
Hey, sorry I asked.
It's just that we know so little. Archaeologists should be studying the Amazon.
You're absolutely correct. Perhaps one day when nothing remains to be upturned in the biblical areas or around the Mediterranean Sea, then the Amazon will come into its own.
Are you feeling all right?
Yes. Why?
You seem sad.
I just don't understand how we can be so cold. Why can't civilization leave the Indians alone? The indigenous people have always been in the way of the cultured ones. Whenever land has been in the hands of the pagan race, it has been considered fair play, and by even the most Christian people, to slaughter the savages and take their land. After all, we are advancing civilization. We need the land for expansion. The North American Indian, the Aztec, the Inca, the African tribes, the Australian Bushmen, the natives of Hawaii, the Polynesians, all these indigenous groups have met disaster when they were discovered by cultured Christian white men. Now they slaughter the Indians of the Amazon. The banks of this river are soaked with their blood.
Frida, let's never go back.
Yeah.
Hey, you two, come on. Let's see what we found here.
Jack, are you coming?
No. You go ahead. I want to check out that ruin over there.
All right. Be careful.
Could this be a palace? So overgrown with vegetation. What was that? Something just flashed in my mind. I saw an opening in the vines, but... No, it was in my mind, really. What is this? One of those cracks in reality? Hey, could this be an archway? Why did I see an opening? The vines are so thick, it's impossible to... There's an opening. It's a corridor. Must have been awfully short people. I just hope this flashlight holds out. Again. Steps. Steps leading down here somewhere. And there they are. Do I really want to go down there? I mean, God knows what slimy, slithery, blood-sucking things are down there. No thanks. I'm not going. Feet, why are you moving me down these steps? Oh, no. Down. Down. Down into the depths.
stagnant, putrid water. It's a maze of tunnels down here. Okay. To the right. Steps circling upwards now. I wonder, where is this going to take me?
There were snakes here yesterday. Be careful up there.
There are no snakes.
Do you see anything?
There's an opening. There are steps leading down inside.
Similar to the Mayan pyramid. I thought so.
Oh, shut up, Klaus.
I must be at the top. Covered with designs. And there's a shaft of sunlight coming in from above. Is this an altar? Oh, I see. The skull. It wants me to set it on the altar. And there's a prism right in the center of the altar. That must be the spot. Skull. The sunlight is slowly making its way toward the altar. This is going to be very interesting.
It's a tomb.
These glyphs on the walls are not Mayan. But they are characters that may give us a clue as to...
Klaus, look at this.
A stone sarcophagus.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Look, there's a face carved into the lid.
Klaus?
Hmm?
Should we... Oh, come on, let's open it.
Of course.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Oh, so... What riches have we?
It's empty.
Oh, well. I can't begin to translate the glyphs, but there's something familiar here.
The Temple of Masks.
What?
Nothing. This face is not a carving. It's just resting on top.
Rita, are you all right?
Why do you and Jack keep asking me that? I'm fine, thank you.
Fine. What we have here is quite incredible. What we have here is a translation of my name in history.
It's a mask. A shining mask.
Frida, wait till you see. Huh? Is it gold?
Yes, it is gold.
Gold? I want gold.
A gold mask.
A mask.
A gold mask.
The sunlight is almost to the skull. I feel like Indiana Jones waiting for the light to hit. The eyes... I should have thought of that. Now, I'll just insert them into the eye sockets of the crystal skull. God, you look creepy. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Oh, now the sunlight is moving up the base, across the altar, and striking the prism. Red blackness. I can see shadows
like a scene from hell. It's as though it's looking around the room. It is looking around the room. It's looking at me. Keep cool, Jack. Just keep cool. The sun is moving away. But the skull is still glowing. Oh, it's creepy. The sun is dying out. The chamber is getting dark. The eyes are still glowing.
Oh, I'm so tired. I really need some sleep.
So strange.
Oh, take it off.
I don't want to.
Come on, Frida, give me the mask.
No, you want it for your lover.
What are you talking about?
Her name is Carla. You plan to give this to her, don't you?
You found it, you'll get credit for it. It's yours. I'm not going to take it from you. What's wrong with you?
You don't know the level to which you would stoop, do you, Klaus?
Frida, what are we arguing about? Gold? I don't care about gold.
And you don't care about what you're doing to this valley?
I'm not doing anything to it. Frida! Frida! Stop acting like a child!
Vultures. This dream again. And the same body. That same green, scaly skin. Oh, no, she's opening her eyes. My God, it's the same eyes as the skull. I've got to wake up. Come on. Oh. If I have that dream one more time, she's standing there. That snake goddess, or whatever you are. Look. Oh, what a nice forked tongue you have. All right, Jack, come on, once more. Let's wake up. Come on. All right. There. I'm awake. Right. Oh, my God. Now she's lifting her arm. No. Look. You don't want to embrace me. I'm all sweaty. I'm sticky. Come on, believe me. I'm just not that embraceable. Oh, why can't I wake up? Why does this seem so real? Because it is real, dummy. If I could just sneak around to the skull and yank those eyes out of the sockets, I think she'll... Why do I keep looking into your eyes? What's going on inside them? What do you want from me? That did it. She's vanished. It's funny. She wasn't really threatening me. It's as though she was here to do my bidding. Could that be? What do you mean she's not herself?
She's wearing a mask.
A mask?
A gold mask.
Where is she?
I don't know.
That bite she received. You don't think she's...
I don't know anything anymore. Man Dauenbrink beschuldigt und...
A gold mask.
Greift mich an, dass ich Goldjana habe und dann...
That dream I had back in Rio.
...für mich selber habe und dann der
was
Karla
it a dream?
Will als Freundin von mir.
It was...
Alle Dauenbrink
angegriffen. It was this place.
In Amazonas. Ich bin eine Meile in London.
Oh,
an
oh this is getting too weird.
Ich bin aber wirklich jetzt langsam...
Listen, Klaus.
Hier.
Klaus. Hey, hey, hey.
Huh?
The mist. It's moving back in again.
Oh. We better find Frieda.
I think we better stay together. I don't know what we'll find in that mist.
Now you two are talking strangely.
I know.
Oh, der Nebel ist dick wie Erbsensuppe.
What?
Der Nebel ist dick wie Erbsensuppe.
Klaus.
Oh, I said the fog is thick as soup peas.
Ah. Yeah, but look. The moon's coming up. Hey, have you noticed... There are some things floating around in the mist.
Jack, something passed over my head.
Yeah, something trailing tentacles.
Ooh, there's one.
Hey, they're alive. Well, whatever they... What? Hey, it's fastened onto me. Get it off. Get off.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, it's a Gongora arminiaca.
Oh, so it is.
Look at the way the roots are feeling around for a place to...
Oh, it's on my back.
What do you think orchids are doing floating in the moonlight?
Not so romantic, is it?
No. Mom, beat it, orchid. It's not prom night, you know.
Oh, let's hope only flowers are flying around in the moonlight.
Yeah.
Frieda! 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 Where are you? It's a time here.
What?
I said you're forgiven.
For what?
Acting like a child.
Oh.
Frieda! Frieda, es tut mir leid. Verzeih mir.
What?
I said forgive me.
You were acting like a child.
Of course not.
Oh, oh my God.
What?
Someone or something is standing there.
Where?
Where?
There.
Where?
It's that snake god.
Or goddess, or spirit, or whatever she is.
There's no one, Jack.
She's beckoning.
No one.
She wants me to follow her.
Oh, jetzt sieht er auch schon. Geist da und Gott.
She's moving up the steps of the pyramid.
Hör auf, mach mir doch keine Angst, Mann.
Come on.
I'm coming. Hör auf. Mensch, Jack, hör auf, mach mir doch keine Angst. Du bist der Wahn. Wahnsinnig geworden, Jack.
Oh, I've been climbing steps all day.
So you're at the top. Now what?
Oh, there she goes. Floating off into the mist.
Oh. Now what is this? Oh, no.
What?
Jack, come over here. It's Frieda.
Oh, my God. She's covered with orchids.
She's still wearing that mask. Oh, get it off her.
Yeah. She's unconscious. Her face, it's...
Frieda. Oh. Frieda, wach auf. Wach auf.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop.
Why?
I can't find a pulse.
What? She has no pulse? Let me... Oh.
He's taught. He's taught. She's dead.
In order to keep the show moving along and get you out of here quickly, I'm going to play all of my songs at once. Thank you very much.
from Pedro Show. That was Victim's Family with Moron on Steroids. Moron on. It's hard to say. Bay Area band. Now no longer active. They got back together a little bit. I saw Larry last year. Banyan gig up north. Before that, we had Molecules with DNA Forever. That's an L.A. band. And Duckman Do. Before that, a little short one called All My Songs at Once. And we start out the third hour with part 10 of Dreams of Rio.
Boy, Jack,
yeah. Jack has got some heavy trips to deal with. To continue on, here's UVR, Watt from Pedro Show.
They say it better than I could ever say it.
How fabulous.
Smooth and shiny, and that's what this is.
And no Omega smoother or shinier than
this government program. Right.
You own them. They're yours.
Okay, Johnson, what did you do with those $5 and $10 home lots?
I sold them.
Sure.
For instance,
you're just a brand.
All your dreams, of course,
come straight from the source. Can't control all your greatest scores.
Getting tattoos of trademarks and company.
What you think is your rebellion is apathy.
When you open your mouth,
nothing will come out.
le hicimos tres antenas y podíamos escuchar radios chilenas, uruguayas y argentinas. Eso por la altura donde estábamos. Creo que el momento más doloroso para mí fue cuando...
¡Cabote mala posa! ¡Tas mi posa uva me dijo!
Like me, as a take
From Pedro Show. That was Dr. Robots with What If. Band from Birmingham, England. Before that, we had a Croatian band called Gustafi with Kukutak.
Kind of like a Croatian mariachi.
It was pretty good. And start off with Blood on the Satellite by UVR. You know, a lot of these things are just given to me, but I'm willing to just roll the dice, see what's going to come up. I know this next band, though. This is a band led by a guy who lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Greg Turner. He used to... He had a band with Richard Meltzer called Vom in the 70s. And then he had a band called the Angry Samoans. And he teaches calculus in New Mexico. Yeah, he's a good cat. Greg Turner. Watt for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show as Jucifer.
You want one more song?
Yeah, I know. The tune called Amplifier. Before that, Stinking Lizaveta. That's what you said, Brother Matt.
I think Lizaveta.
Lizaveta, but it's got an E there.
It could be like Goleta or Valdita.
No, oh, they're from Maryland, and that was Scientists of the Future, and we started with I Lost My Mind by the Blood Drained Cows. We're at the end of another Watt from Pedro Show, August 9, 2005 edition. Brother Matt, thank you much.
Cool, thank you.
For your assist and spin cycles. Your neighbor came by.
Yeah, Dave.
I say hi.
Hi there.
Okay. Yeah, he only came in at the end, but he got a taste. We're talking about kudzu.
Yeah, it's a tricky fast.
Everybody knows about kudzu. Grows fierce. Anyway, I'm off for France. Be back next week. Get another gig and maybe another Tuesday.
Yeah.
Weird time for a show, but I have no weekends. I'm in Europe every weekend this month, so. Whoa.
Cool.
No wiser words were ever spoken, Dave. Thank you for that. And all you people out there, keep your powder dry.